This call is being recorded.
All right, now remaining in your tube of protective white light, put your attention at your breathing. As you breathe in, take a deep breath in, holding it for a few seconds, and then exhaling it all out. Just let it all go out through the exhalation of your breath. All negativity, all tension, all stress, anything. And then take another deep breath in, breathing in the light, and exhaling out the darkness. Breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. Now visualize your etheric body, your chakra centers, and all of the 12 chakras, which four of them up to this point are most likely not online, have not been activated or reactivated. But the eight, the original seven associated with your physical glands, and the eighth, the soul star chakra. So starting from the bottom up, visualize each of the chakra centers with their respective colors, and even more important than the colors, the respective vibration that is associated with each of the chakra centers. And starting from the bottom up, the first chakra, red, deep ruby red color. The second chakra moving up, orange. The third, brilliant yellow. Yellow is the sun, bright as the sun. The fourth, in the heart center, blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, which has become activated in many across the planet, most without even knowing it, but the high heart center, magenta. The fifth, in the throat area, sky blue. And the sixth chakra, in the third eye center, the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo, and the seventh, the crown chakra, gold or violet or silver, and the eighth, the soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head, your physical head, and that is brilliant, pure white. Now, as you're visualizing all of the chakras and feeling the energies within them, that is the most important thing. Feel the vibrations. Know and sense the vibration of each. And with each chakra center, you can raise the vibration of each and every one of those chakras just by intensifying the color within each one, thereby raising your entire vibration, including in the astral body and your physical body as well. So for any that wonder sometimes, how do I raise my vibration? This is one way you can do it, one technique. Now put your attention at your high heart center, and your sixth chakra, the third eye, and energetically connect the two so that you form a vortex of energy, with energy going up and around, up and around, up and around, up from the high heart center to the sixth chakra and back down again to the high heart and back up again to the third eye, and a vortex of energy forming. And your conscious knowing self being pulled into that vortex, with the exit point being in the middle of your forehead, looking out through your third eye. So imagine you're a little ball of light, a little ball of consciousness, right there in the middle of your forehead, looking out through the third eye as a window or a doorway into the astral realm. And then exit out through that doorway, so that you are now standing or floating above your physical form. Obviously still connected to the physical body, but yet being separate from it as well. For your physical body is not you. It is a representation of you in this lifetime, but it is not you. It is just a vehicle, a vessel, for you to be using this life. Now, let yourself begin to float up in your astral and etheric body, and feel the motion as you rise up and see your physical body falling below you, as you rise higher and higher up through the roof of whatever building you might be in, into the sky, through the clouds, up in and past the Earth's atmosphere. Now, once past the Earth's atmosphere, you can look down and you can see the Earth and your physical body way down there, and you become aware of all of the ships that are out here and the planets of the solar system and the sun, and you can look far beyond for imagination. Imaging in has no boundaries. You can look far beyond the solar system, out into the galaxy, all the way to the central sun of this galaxy. And your visualization can continue on right through that sun into galaxies beyond, and the central suns of all of those galaxies, and all the way to the central sun of this universe. There is no boundaries when you use your visualization, your imagination. No boundaries whatsoever. Just the speed of thought, you can be across the vast expanse of the universe. And now, looking at the great central sun of this universe, the enormous, the immense energy coming from this source, the creative source, and the energies that have been coming, you can follow those energies, those waves of energy that have been coming from this great central source, through all of the central suns of the galaxies, through the central sun of your galaxy, and into the solar system, through your solar system's sun, and down to the Earth. Wave after wave after wave of energy, wave after wave, becoming stronger and stronger with each one. And as each one has struck the Earth, it expanded its energy to all points of the planet, to all beings, all life here on the planet, raising little by little the frequency of the planet, the frequency vibration of the planet, and along with that consciousness rising as well. And as those vibration, those frequencies reach to all corners of the planet, all dark spaces of the planet, with vibration increasing, with the light increasing, the darkness cannot be within the light without being illuminated by the light. So light will always illuminate dark spaces. And as those dark spaces and those life forms within those dark spaces are illuminated by the light, they must come forth. They cannot hide, they cannot recede any longer. The light is continuing to bring them forward, bring the truth. The truth is the light. The light is the truth. And the truth is coming forward from all directions, everywhere, as they can no longer be in the shadows. They can no longer be out of the public eye. For the light is bringing truth everywhere. So see that now. See with each wave coming into the planet, each one stronger and stronger and stronger, spreading out further and further across the planet, raising consciousness, bringing truth, bringing light to all areas of the planet. And consciousness continuing to rise. And as consciousness rises, the old ways, the old paradigm, the old programming is being shown for what it is. Old paradigm, no longer being effective within the higher vibrational frequencies. It cannot. So all is being shown for what it is. And those of the dark forces continuing their old ways, the only thing they know to do, to continue to wreak havoc wherever they are able to continue to try to lower the vibrations whenever they can through fear, it is no longer working. See that now. Visualize that now. Visualize them coming forth, being brought out of those shadows, coming before the public even, being shown for what they are and what they have done. See all being shown, being brought forth as truth everywhere. And then with the rising consciousness, the rising waves of consciousness that continue to come into the planet, and then that one particular wave of energy, one that is the event that brings the great changeover to the planet. Visualize, intend, make the intention for these waves of energy, waves of consciousness, to continue to raise the frequency vibration of the planet. Intend it, and intend people everywhere now coming together as one collective consciousness here on the planet, all being imbued by the God source, the creative source of this universe, and many, many beginning to know that they are connected to the God source. And with that, an immense raising of consciousness. So just for a moment, visualize that, and even more importantly, feel it. Feel what that will be like, and what it is even like now, in this now moment. Feel it, experience it, know it. Feel the blissful feelings. Feel the oneness, the connectedness of all of mankind, together with the animals, the plants, nature, all coming together as one. Now, if you would allow yourselves to begin to find your way back to your physical form, just drift back toward it, bringing those feelings, that higher vibration within you, back into your physical form. And feel the vibration as you come back in. Feel the higher vibration. Feel your body vibrating. The central nervous system becoming awakened. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda, and I come at this time, in these opportune times where truth indeed is coming forward from many different directions, many different sources. The truth is coming. The truth is here. It is still yet for those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. For those that are closed off to the truth, those that don't want to know, those that will stay stagnant where they are, in their comfort zones, they themselves will not know the truth. They will be shown it, perhaps, they will be told it, but they will not accept it. There will be many of these that will not accept this truth, will not accept the light. But those that do will move forward in these higher vibrational frequencies, and everything that is of the old, everything that is of the old lower vibrations will cease to exist in their knowing and understanding. Yes, you may still have some memories of it, but those memories will fade. Those memories of before the changeover will eventually fade. That is why we tell you now, forgive, forget, and move on. Forgive everything anybody has done to you in the past. You cannot hold on to it. It is an attachment that will hold you to these lower vibrations. Forget whatever has been in your past. Even the good memories will eventually fade as well, because you will no longer need them, as you will find yourself always in the perfect now moment, no longer holding on to the past, and no longer only looking forward to the future. Because as you are in the perfect now moment, there is no past and there is no future to be concerned about. There is only the now. And if more and more of you would begin to understand this and accept this, to just be in the now and let the universe take over in terms of create your intentions, as you have said on your earlier discussions, and let the universe go to work for you. That is what you need to do. And the more that you can do that, the more your lives will take a turn for the better, a turn into the light more and more, into the higher vibrations. And you will no longer be held back by those lower vibrations. They will not hold you anymore. They cannot hold you if you do not let them. If you do not let the fear move through your being, just as it does through many across the planet at this time, where they are letting the fear hold them down, keeping them from moving into higher vibrational frequencies, keeping them from moving into higher consciousness, holding them as the comfort zones hold them. But that is not to be for those of you that are preparing, readying now for the first wave of ascension. And that wave is here now. It is already here in the higher vibrations. Whenever you find yourself in higher fourth and even fifth dimensional frequencies, you are there. You are already there within that ascension wave. Have you fully ascended? No. Because there are those attachments, that programming that keeps pulling you back down again and again. And then when you are pulled back down, you realize that indeed you have been pulled back down. And you, with your ability to raise your vibrations, move right back up into those higher frequencies and the higher dimension. And once you're back in the higher dimension again, it is more and more difficult to continue to bring you back down into the lower vibrations. And this is how it continues to work. The more you can keep yourself in the higher vibrations, the higher frequency of the higher dimensions, the more you will stay there. And that, my friends, is ascension. So I leave you now with this parting thought. Allow yourselves to let go. Let go of the old. Utilize the violet flame to burn out the old programming. Burn it out of your chakra centers, which is where the programming resides, which is where the memories reside. Burn it out. Let it go. Forget it. Move on. And as you do that more and more and more, then your life will take a new turn for you. All of you, each and every one of you, let go, let God, or let the universe take over. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here. And we are gearing up, people. We are gearing up for the next advance that this group, Ancient Awakenings, is about to, that is about to unfold for this group. It is going to be, in many respects, miraculous for those that are ready for it. And we just tell you, be ready. That is a big hint here. Be ready for something grand to occur. James has no idea of what we are speaking about at this point, but it will come to fruition, and you will experience something quite grand, we will say here. We are ready for your questions, if you have them.
Yes, I've got a question.
Yes.
Do you have any updates on the release of the med beds by chance?
Updates, no. But at this point, they are in process in terms of all of, not just the med beds, as you are saying, but all of the higher technologies that have been held back from you are in process of being readied and then released. So this is what we would suggest to you, though, dear one, and all of the rest of you that are listening and then resonating to these words after. Do not focus on what is not yet here. Focus only on what is here right now in this now moment. And everything else shall take care of itself if you do that more and more. Okay, Shoshana?
We do not share here.
Very good. Then
if
this was sufficient for you, we move on to another question here.
Yes, thank you.
I have a question. One, you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Hello. Now, I try to stay in the moment and in the present time, but a long time ago, maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 months ago, there was a lot of channeling saying there's going to be an imminent announcement. Even I think one who served said that this could be coming and there might be dominoes that fall from this imminent announcement of many, many, many months ago. And I'm wondering, has this announcement been made or has it been made behind the scenes and there's still things going on? We're all waiting for this imminent announcement to create the dominoes, but I don't feel that we've actually heard or seen an imminent announcement. Can you share light on that, please?
Yes, we can. The more that you focus on what isn't here yet and not focus on being in the now, then the more concerned you become about what is not yet here. So we would suggest, again, to focus on being in the now moment. Find whatever it is in that now moment that brings you happiness, brings you joy, and build upon that each and every moment. And then you will find that those things that have been spoken of, such as great announcements and such, will be here. They will be here, and to you even, they will be imminent. When we say imminent, you must understand that we are not dealing in the past and the future. We are only dealing in the now moment. So we do not think in terms of your linear time frame here, you see? And that is what you must come to understand, that everything, and we mean everything, is working out exactly as it needs to, even though it does not appear to you, because you are looking at it from your third dimensional perspective and your comfort zone, idea of comfort zone here. And you must let go of that, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Shoshana?
We agree. We can add here a perspective. May we add a perspective, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, there is a great battle, a great consciousness battle occurring on your planet. It is intense. There are many battling minds attempting to usurp power over the world, you see. The announcements that you speak of will not occur in this time frame, as the battle has intensified, you see. And you must be patient, because as you have heard many times, the light has won. What one who serves gave and what is important to understand is that the timing is no time. The timing is a vibrational point at which this can be revealed. These announcements can be revealed, you see. So it is vibration, and we will say now that we are getting close, but we do not know the exact moment when you will know clearly, verbally, that you have won. Namaste.
And we add here, just remember that those of the dark forces have a certain playbook that they go by, and they keep following that playbook over and over and over, because it always worked for them in the past. But in these higher vibrations, it is no longer working. And those of the light forces are very much aware of their playbook and are able to intercede in many respects and in almost all respects as these things continue to play out. So they will continue to play out their playbook, and it will continue to fail and fail and fail because they cannot sustain themselves as these vibrations continue to raise higher and higher, as they are doing and are going to continue to do. And more, where they do not want the truth to come forward, it is coming forward regardless. So be not concerned at this point about particular announcements and such. Just be ready for the changes as they are coming. But even more importantly, again, continue to keep yourself as much as you possibly can in this perfect now moment. And look at it in that respect. Okay?
That's very helpful. I think we've all assumed that it's just been delayed, if you look at the timeline, because of certain things. And it's not necessarily a moot point. It will eventually happen in the 3D experience. It's just that there's certain playbooks being played out right now, so we just need to be in the moment, in the loving moment, being patient and trusting it will come.
Yes, and create the timeline that you want to happen here. This is very important. Intend. Create it. This is why there are mass meditations and these things that are called for at various times, all to create the timeline that you want, not what they want.
We wish to add.
Yes, please.
We wish to add here, dear sister, may we add?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, evil is bubbling to the surface. It is coming up for all to see. This has never occurred before. When there is vast understanding and vast knowledge of the truth of the evil ones, they are showing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And people are laughing.
Yes.
People are understanding the mockery that has occurred. This is the great awakening. You can be so excited that these evil ones aren't showing up for all to view.
Yes, thank you very much for your service. We love you.
Namaste, we love you.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
Yes, dear one. This is Lorelei.
Yes.
So, we have all been watching, many of us, the video from the Australian and seeing the abject oppression there. And I am wondering what the deal is. I'm just wondering if on a couple levels, did the Australians decide to step up to the plate to show us all, or is there some karma they're working at? And even moreover than that, it doesn't seem fathomable to us that that level of oppression could be somehow shifted and resolved, you know, peacefully. I mean, it's so horrible over there. So can you give us some light on how that could ever be resolved peacefully?
What you have just given here on give us some light, there is already light going into that area, even though it does not appear to be. because it is all purposeful of what is occurring there. Even though those of the population are being locked down and all of these things, this is bringing the ludic, the what is the word here?
Ludicracy?
Yes, that is a strange word, ludicracy. It is bringing it all to the surface, as Shoshana has given, bubbling it to the surface, bringing the ridiculousness of attempting to hold down an entire population of a country, which they are attempting to do. And in the past, this population may have accepted it more and more, but no longer because of the Great Awakening now. So they are rising up and saying no more. Now, it is a difficult position for many of them to be in because they have surrendered their weapons and all of those things which they could have used to defend themselves. And even more importantly, not so much defend themselves, but those that are in charge there or believe they are in charge there would not have been able to do this if they had not taken all of their weapons away. That is why it is important here that in this country, not to fight, it is not about fighting, but it is about showing strength here. And those of the forces here in this country, in the United States here, they know that they cannot force the population here because they are too strong. Now remember, they are few and you are many, and you must continue to remember that. They have played by this playbook that they have used again and again, but now they are showing their fallacy here. They are showing that they cannot be in control, even though many are allowing them to be in control. But that is the optimum word here, allowing. Do not allow. Do not comply, no matter what. Say no. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your freedom. It is very important now for you all to do that. And this is how the Great Awakening will continue on and eventually be completely fulfilled here within the light. Shoshana.
We will share. May we share on this?
Yes, please.
Dear one, those that are oppressed, those that no longer have many personal freedoms that they had in the past have agreed to this, you see. These souls have agreed to this. And what must occur is the Great Awakening for the world. And this pocket of oppression and fear and sadness is the example, you see. Those that live in the great nation that you reside in will no longer let their weapons go, will begin to preserve the Constitution that was given long ago to create the freedoms that they all have now. So what we see for the future, and we are not really disposed to give you this, but we will tell you that the great nation that you reside in will rise up, and those that have been oppressed will be assisted. Namaste.
Yes, very good.
Thank you so much. That is so wonderful. I appreciate that.
We take one more question here, and then we need to release channel. Would there be any other question?
I have a quick one.
Yes.
It's Drusilla. I wanted to ask just about memory. I know that we're talking about there no longer being past or future in 5D. Does this have to do with
as this ascension has gone by, my physical changes, does that, my memory loss and having to struggle to remember past things and words even, does that have anything to do with this?
Yes, it certainly does. This goes along with what we have been saying, forgive, forget. And it is a part of the process as you are moving through the ascension here. As the vibrational frequencies continue to increase, you find yourselves more and more being in that now moment and letting go of the past, not holding on to it anymore. Because as you hold on to the past, that is attachments. And those attachments continue to lower your vibrational frequency, you see.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, the answer to that is yes. And Shoshana, do you have
perspective? We will share here. May we share our perspective, dear one?
Yes, please.
Dear one, congratulations that you have not become attached to your memories. What was the great plan, you see? To suppress humans is to give them memories. Memories are attachments. Oh, do you remember when you were a baby and how much we loved you? That is irrelevant. That takes away from the value of a being in the present moment, you see. Also, memories change continually. And two or more can have an experience that is identical and have a completely different understanding, a completely different memory of the experience. Giving up memory of the past is moving past attachment. You see, in this culture, the phones that you have take pictures, and pictures become memories. This is all purposeful to keep you attached. Even photographs of the past create an attachment, you see. So one must be very careful how they view their lives. And if you wish to go into your past, you must go into your past to learn something, not to feel remorse or longing for that moment. Namaste.
Wonderfully.
Thank you.
Very good. Then we are ready for your email question, and then we release Chan.
Yes, thank you. The question is, are starseeds in the first wave of ascension? Thank you.
My goodness. Most definitely, that is the plan. That is not our plan, that is your plan. That is what you came here to do, to be a part of this great awakening, to assist this great awakening, to propel this great awakening. That is what you are here for. And as you are doing that, you are moving through the ascension. Even though at times you may not think you are, it may not feel like you are, and every single time that you move up higher in vibration and find yourself in the, again, higher fourth dimension and fifth dimension and feel that blissful feeling, and perhaps where you have a sense of knowing so much more than your third dimensional consciousness could ever know, even if it is only a brief moment for that, that is moving up in your ascension process. So you are constantly doing that. And the star seeds, those of you that came here from many different systems, the system busters, as you have heard many times, yes, you are certainly in and or being prepared here, we will say, for this first wave of ascension. So, yes. So, Shana, do you have anything
to add? We have a perspective here, and it is somewhat different,
yes.
You see. Our perspective is this. If the one asks, are the star seeds going first? That individual is not thinking about others, you see. It is better to serve. It is better karmically, vibrationally, to ask, may I help you go? May I help others move forward? A true starseed will ask, what can I do to help others move forward in consciousness and ascend? And in that vibration, they will also move forward. Namaste.
Very good. Do you have parting message for
us? I do not.
Very good. Then we just simply say to continue again, and we say this over and over and over, because this is one of the most important things for you to establish within yourself, in the knowing within yourself, and that is to find yourself more and more in the now moment. Let go of the old. Embrace the new that is happening right now in this moment. Mm-hmm. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Guanhu, sir, I have an urgent question. I'm sorry. May I?
He is, Vidya, the one who serves has left the building.
Oh. I was wondering, and I'm sorry, it's just occurred after the last commentary. My urgent question is, how about those that are still in the planet, but their mind are gone, like Alzheimer's people? Does that mean that they are ascended or in a higher vibration? What do you think about that?
Did you say with their minds are gone?
Yes, because like somebody with Alzheimer's, that they are not, their memories are gone. People, they don't recognize family members and they cannot function.
Alzheimer's. Okay. You're talking about people that have hate to use this terminology, but basically left the building themselves.
Yeah.
And you're wondering, are they moving ahead in the ascension? Is that what you're asking?
Right.
Hmm. I wish you would ask that question when you had the chance.
Can I ask that
I
one next?
Can you wait?
Ask that one next week, Vidya, or ask it at the advance? That's a question that is very deep.
And to get an answer,
we have to be in our state of mind where we can channel, and we let go of that already.
Yeah.
So, but at
the advance, that would be a great time.